It is indeed time for the Derek Shelton Show. The Pirates manager is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted HVAC plumbing provider for over 50 years. I should also tell you that Fan Weather, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, springs here. So are the deals at Sun Chevy, sunchevy.com. High of 72 today with a 30% chance of rain. Shelty, I guess some uncomfortable topics arise today, starting with the offense and the numbers being what they are, really have been for a while, sort of a pretty much a bottom five offense in run scoring since Andy Haynes got here as your hitting coach, and frankly, it doesn't appear to be getting better. It would appear that younger hitters are regressing. So my first question today is, what's the best case for backing him as your guy moving ahead here?
Well, I think the best case is, first off, you didn't even say good morning to me, Stark. I mean, just because we go a couple of days and we don't play well, we lose the pleasantries. What are we doing there?
Good morning, Shelty.
Good morning, Stark. All right. I think the first thing is, this is a collective thing, and I understand, and you and I have talked about this numerous times, because I used to sit in the chair that Andy Haynes sits in, and it's a chair that people, like to criticize, and I completely understand that. I think the overarching thing is we got to get better collectively, and, we have to have better bats, because you're right. Yeah, there is some uncomfortable topics because we need to be better offensively right now, and we're not. But, I don't think, and I've told you this before, I don't think, casting the blame on one person is fair.
The guys, I think, that you have in your lineup that probably you were counting on to be really good, that's probably a little bit more alarming, that, some of those guys haven't gotten on track. You've been around a long time. You've been a hitting coach for a long time. I mean, how do you get these guys on track? When I'm talking about some of the big, the biggest names you have in your lineup.
Yeah, well, some of that just comes with time. I mean, we're at April 30th, and what you see out of good major league hitters is, over the course of time, things will kind of stabilize a little bit. And that's not in any way to say that we're not going through a tough stretch right now, because we are going through a tough stretch, and we need some of those guys to get on track. But, over the course of, over the course of a couple months or a full year, those things tend to stabilize out. Right now, it's just really being magnified because we do not have, a lot of guys that are hot.
It feels, Shelty, and granted, it's 1 month for sure, but it feels like the most important theme here is your younger hitters, the guys that you're bringing in here to be your future, have not been progressing for a while, going back to last year. Is that fair?
Well, I think it's fair that hitting in the big leagues is hard, and everybody thinks that young players, when they come to the big leagues, they're automatically just going to be like, all right, I got this, and we're going to go. So, yeah, I mean, we some of our young guys need to get better, but I think the other portion of this is, you look at young players throughout the game, hitting is very hard at this level. And, sometimes it takes a little bit of time. It's just like we've talked about on the pitching side. Everybody expects when guys come to the big leagues that they're going to just dominate pitchers that are hitters. That doesn't happen all the time.
What I would say is the, delicate balance that you have with, say, a guy like Henry Davis, at some point thinking about maybe sending him back to the minors just to work on some things. What is that balance you have with a guy like that? Do you worry about, his confidence and all the other stuff? Or is there a definitive plan that you have when it comes to something like that?
I don't think there's a definitive plan in terms of, what we think we're going to do right now. I do think that the definitive plan has to be, whatever it is, at any point has to be about Henry Davis and what's best for him. And I think what we're seeing is, catching in the big leagues and hitting in the big leagues at the same time, it's hard. It's challenging. And Henry's going through a time right now where he's probably missing some pitches that he hasn't previously or, won't miss in the future. But right now, we got to make sure he kind of relaxes a little bit, because there's times it looks like he's trying to do too much.
Would you rule out the idea of sending Cruz to the minors for a little bit, Shelty? Does he have an option left? Is that possible, or is that something that you guys would rule out?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't even, again, I think to Paul's comment earlier, it's a long season, and, we got to let some of these guys that our bigger guys get back on track. I mean, Cruzy had a couple good games in a row. You know, I think one of the things we're seeing still, and we've talked about it every week, is, you know, he missed a lot of time last year, and we've got to continue to ramp up his at-bats.
Is Davis included in that too? The guy that you're just going to – are you going to give him a lot more time, or is that – I have to believe that you're thinking about possibly the minors might be best for him right now. No?
I think whenever we do with Henry Davis, we're going to do with Henry Davis in mind, because he is important to us, and we do believe in him and the player.
When you pinch hit for him, I believe twice – recently, is that a difficult decision in terms of maybe this is good for him to go up there in situations like this and learn as a young guy, but we also have a game to win? How do you walk that line?
No, I think right now, as we've talked about, we're walking it as, you know, if we see the opportunity to help us win a game, we're going to put ourselves in that opportunity. And some of those opportunities have been, you know, we hit for Henry Davis. I mean, we hit for Joey Bart the other day. I mean, we've hit for Rowdy. I mean, we've hit for other people, Connor Joe and Alika. So I think right now it's just whatever we feel best to win the game, we're going to do.
Last night, Derek, I thought some of the at-bats, especially late in the game, maybe weren't the best at-bats that I've seen, you know, from your guys. Are you of the mind of you just sort of shower it off and move on, or do you have discussions about some of the things that you saw that maybe that they can do better? I mean, how do you try and move that forward?
Well, first off, yeah, you do have to wash it off, because last night wasn't fun to watch. I mean that's first and foremost. But if we go into it today with that mindset, then, you know, we're in trouble. So we have to wash it off. The second thing is, yeah, there are conversations. We didn't have good at bats. I didn't think we had good at bats really throughout the whole game. So, you know, we had opportunities in the first, but overall we just did not have good at bats yesterday. And I think the situation we have to do is, yeah, we have to address some of them. We have to have conversations about them.
It's the Derek Shelton Show here on 93.7 The Fan. Shelty, I think fans might want to hear this from you, is how would you describe the team-wide offensive approach? We see some teams are, you know, easily identified as aggressive, free-swinging. Others are more patient, tend to work pitchers, emphasize speed, whatever. How would you describe your team's team-wide offensive approach?
Well, right now, I think, you know, which is different than earlier in the year, I think right now we're passive. You know, we need to be a little bit more aggressive. I think that was probably a little bit of Paul's statement of, you know, last night, the last few innings. But it looks like, you know, early in the year, we were more aggressive. We were putting the ball in play more. And right now, we look a little bit more passive. And we've got to get out of that and give ourselves opportunities.
Yeah, that was the thing that, like I was saying. I thought you guys were letting too many pitches go past you that were probably hittable pitches. And then I kind of felt like they were swinging at some pitches later in the counts that they could have laid off, you know. That's something that just seems to me where the guys are just a little bit off. I mean, is it a matter of just telling them, listen, we've got to be more aggressive, or can you show them film wise, or I mean, how do you get that moving forward?
Well, honestly, your first thought, I wish it was as easy as saying, like, hey, we need to be able to do this. I really do. That would have helped me out a lot about 15 years ago. But I think the biggest thing is we got to get guys away from being in between. That what you're describing is hitters being in between, and then they end up taking the good pitches and swinging at the bad pitches. And, you know, that's the messaging that we need to continue to carry on with.
Meanwhile, you have some guys, last I checked at least, that were raking in the minors, Gonzalez, Jiwon Bae, Peguero. You guys must be getting tempted here to try to jumpstart things offensively, yes?
Yeah, I mean, those guys are off to good starts. I mean, all those guys, which is really important, and those guys are important to us. I mean, if it comes to a point where we think we need to, you know, make a change, then it's good that we have guys that are swinging the bat well in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I will say from last night's game, and obviously he wasn't quite as good as he's been, but Bailey Falter continues to be one of the most surprising or best developments for you guys. I mean, last night he got a couple of guys got the ball, you know, bat on the ball, and he gave up a couple sack flies. But for the most part, he's been really good, hasn't he?
Yeah, he really has done a good job for us. I mean, he had the really tough start the first his first inning, the first five hitters, and after that, he's pitched really, really well. And I didn't think he threw the ball poorly last night. He cracked a nail in the third inning, and it kind of affected it, the ability to throw his breaking ball, and it's eventually why we ended up taking him out of the game. But he left a couple balls up. But overall, Bailey's done a really good job, as of our entire starting pitching group.
Shelty, McCutchen, you put him up at leadoff. He had a couple good games, and now it's back, I think, 1-for-16, 8 strikeouts. For a guy who's aging as he is, doesn't play the field when he's struggling like this, how much do you weigh sort of the intangibles that he brings to you guys, and at what point do you sort of have to drop him much lower in the order?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've moved Key back to the leadoff spot over the last couple of days. And, with Kutch, I think we have to monitor a lot of things because, like you said, he is an older player. I mean, he gave us a spark there when he went to the top with a couple home runs to lead off games. So we just have to make sure that, we keep him in the best positions possible.
Yeah, that's the thing. You've got a number of guys, and we were actually earlier in this show trying to put together lineups right now with given the fact you've got some guys struggling. What can you do lineup wise to try and get this thing going?
I don't know, but if you guys had suggestions, I would have appreciated you starting the show with them.
Yeah, we tried, but I mean, Joe was giving you a hard time, and I was like, all right, well, let's put together a lineup right now of all these guys, and we came to the conclusion that you've got four guys that probably are hitting reasonably well right now, and a lot of other guys you're trying to juggle right now.
Well, the first thing I liked there, Paul, is that's the first time you've thrown Starkey under the bus with me, so you just got a ton of points right there. I have been trying to mix and match it and go back and forth and looking for the right combination. And, again, at some point we're going to find that combination that clicks and then we go with it. But right now we got to get going as a group.
I mean, when I look at your lineup, honestly, from last night, Shelty, I start to think, well, what exactly can they do? Because I see one guy who's still in his prime, who's a proven major league hitter from your lineup last night, and that's Brian Reynolds. One guy.
Was there a question there?
Am I crazy? That's what I see. No, you can only shuffle so many guys.
Well, I think we have to shuffle guys. I mean, Key continues to get better, and he's having better at-bats. I mean, he had, hit last night, walked last night. But, we've got to find, I think, going back to Paul's point, like we earlier in the show, we've got to get some of these guys going that we think are going to be a big part of our offense. Now, the other thing and I know people don't like to hear it, but, like, it's a long season. It's April 30th. Like, we got to give them the runway to get going, too.
Well, and especially when you're managing so many different players that are younger, obviously that's a part of it. But, again, we keep going back to the idea that sooner or later some of these guys have to get on track, right?
Yeah, I think that is the point. I mean, if not, Starkey's going to lose his mind. So, I mean, I think that is the case. We've got to get these guys going.
Let's talk specifically about Sawinski. And my hope for him this year was the peaks and valleys would sort of even out. And man, it's a tough watch right now with him. What's not happening for him that needs to?
Well, I think he's the guy we need to be more aggressive. He has the ability to control the zone. He sees balls and strikes. We've got to get him to just be more aggressive because there's power in there. There's impact in his bat. It's just we got to make sure that he's getting swings off in every at bat.
I know it's an older school thought, but your corner infielders have combined the three primary guys have combined for four home runs. Is that concerning to you, or is there a different metric that you guys are looking at and not so concerned about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that wherever the impact comes from or the power comes from, it doesn't matter. I mean, the game has kind of changed in that light anymore. But, I mean, do we need our guys to drive the ball more? Yeah, 100%. But in terms of looking at it positionally like that, that's not really the way we're looking at it anymore.
On the good news front, and I know it's been a struggle here, I think you're on a 5-14 clip Shelty. Priester looked really good in his last start. What changed for him?
I think staying in attack mode. You know, the biggest thing with Quinn is when he goes after guys and uses his full repertoire, we saw what we saw the other day in San Francisco. I mean, he used all four pitches. He was ahead in the count. The struggles that Quinn has had at the big league level is when he's had to pitch from behind, and that causes, you know, all kinds of issues. The other day, he was ahead in the count. He used all four pitches. He did a really good job kind of mixing and matching.
Ronzi Contreras last night came in and did a reasonably good job. Still, you know, walked a couple guys, I think. Gave up a couple of hits. Where is he at? Is he somebody that you feel like is slowly but surely going to become a very, very useful player for you down, you know, over the course of the season?
Yeah, I think he's trending. He is definitely trending in the right direction. We're seeing the velo tick back up into 94, 95, 96. You know, last night he struggled with his curveball a little bit, and that's what was attributed to the walks, and then was able to pitch himself out of it. You know, I think he ended up walking J.J. Bleda, just threw him basically three not very good breaking balls, and then came back and used the slider and the fastball to get Nick Allen to end the inning. But overall, I think, you know, he's trending in the right direction.
Lastly, Shelty, I guess we'd be remiss if we didn't ask about two guys. One is Skeens. Might we see him in the next couple weeks? And the other one's Grandal. Might he return when you guys return?
Yeah, well, so with Skeens, he's pitching tonight in Indianapolis, and, you know, that's the update there. With Grandal, unfortunately, you know, he was in Omaha with the team, and they had, I think, three or four straight days of either tornadoes or tornado warnings or weather where he essentially lost rehab days. So this week will be a big one for him. He has not caught back-to-back yet, which was something that was very important to us. And then I think after that we'll be able to make a decision.
Joe, I'm disappointed you didn't ask him about his the speed bat method. The speed.
Remember we were looking at that.
The commercial we were watching with you, Derek. From
City Limits here. You were in a commercial for a speed bat. Did you make good money off
that?
Hitter.
The speed hitter.
Yes. If you're going to call it, you got to call it right. The speed hitter.
I'm just saying, could you use that on your players?
I will tell you this, Starkey, as much as you love golf, the guy that owns that company makes a lot of really cool golf products. None of them which have ever helped my game. And I think if you will, if City Limits did find that, you will actually find Shelty with black hair and not the white hair that I have now.
Yeah, no white beard, nothing like that. You know what? I just thought of something here at the end, though. I mentioned to Paul, I'd love to have somebody break down Henry Davis, what he's doing here, because I obviously have an amateur view of this, but you are a former hitting instructor and someone who, you know, cut your teeth in Major League Baseball as a hitting instructor. When I watch him and when I hear other people talk about watching him, it just looks like he's incredibly, incredibly pull happy. Like I see no clue that he is even inclined to use the whole field. Am I crazy? What are we looking at here with Henry Davis, and how do you get him to relax and maybe alter that approach?
Well, I think you used a word there that's really important and very difficult for a major league hitter is relax. You know, especially young hitters, when things aren't going good, it's easier to go the other way. You know, it probably at times it looks like he's gripping the bat really tight, and we got to get him to relax because your point is correct. When he's in the middle of the field, that's when he's at his best, and that's the conversations we're having with him every day right now.
From his college days, did he hit home runs to the opposite field? Did he use the whole field?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you think back last year, he hit the home run off Ohtani,
right
center field.
But
again, when you're a young player in the big league, sometimes it goes fast, and we've got to get him back to, like, what his roots are and using the whole field.
Well, Shelty, we appreciate the time. Did you have another question,
no,
Paul?
I just was wondering if he uses the speed hitter with his hitters. That's all I was asking him.
I don't even know if I have a speed hitter. I'd have to ask and see. I know I have the original one in my garage at home in Florida, but I don't know if we have one.
Thank you, Shelty.
All right, guys. See you next week.
Good luck
tonight.
Derek Shelton.